Hunger Strike Poem. They are criminals, increasing their crimes. They are criminals, claiming to be peace-loving. They are criminals, torturing the hunger strikers. They are artists of torture. They are artists of pain and fatigue. They are artists of insult and humiliation. They are faithless, traitors, and cowards. They have surpassed devils with their criminal acts. They do not respect the law. They do not respect men. They do not spare the elderly. They do not spare the baby-toothed child. They leave us in prison for years, uncharged, because we are Muslims. Where is the world to save us from torture? Where is the world to save us from the fire and sadness? Where is the world to save the hunger strikers? But we are content on the side of justice and right, worshiping the Almighty. And our motto on this island is Salam. I am Adnan Latif. In 1994, when I was just a teenager, I was in a car accident that left me with a legacy of health issues, including neurological problems. I spent the next 7 years searching for medical treatment that was, for the most part, unavailable in my home country of Yemen. In August of 2001, I went to Pakistan to receive treatment. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and was sold to the Northern Alliance for $5,000 in the frenzy after 9/11. After 10 years of inhumane detention at Guantanamo Bay Prison, and 2 years after being cleared for release, I committed suicide on September 8, 2012. This is a letter that I wrote to my lawyer on December 26, 2010. David Reams, do whatever you wish to do. The issue is over. I am happy to express from this darkness and draw a true picture of the condition in which I exist. I am moving towards a dark cave and a dark life in the shadow of a dark prison. This is a prison that does not know humanity and does not know anything except the language of power, oppression, and humiliation for whomever enters it. It does not differentiate between a criminal and the innocent, and between the right of the sick or the elderly who is weak and is unable to bear, and a man who is still bearing all this from the prison administration that is evil in mercy. I will not allow any more of this, and I will end it. I will move it to a world that is much better than this world. There, the real life will live again that will be filled with complete happiness and be rid of all harassments. There, the environment will clear up, things will calm down, and you will be able to relax, and you will not see the world of evil people. A world power failed to safeguard peace and human rights and from saving me. I will do whatever I am able to do to rid myself of the imposed death on me at any moment of this prison. Hunger Strike Poem. They are criminals, increasing their crimes. They are criminals, claiming to be peace-loving. They are criminals, torturing the hunger strikers. They are artists of torture. They are artists of pain and fatigue. They are artists of insult and humiliation. They are faithless, traitors, and cowards. They have surpassed devils with their criminal acts. They do not respect the law. They do not respect men. They do not spare the elderly. They do not spare the baby-toothed child. They leave us in prison for years, uncharged, because we are Muslims. Where is the world to save us from torture? Where is the world to save us from the fire and sadness? Where is the world to save the hunger strikers? But we are content on the side of justice and right, worshiping the Almighty. And our motto on this island is Salaam.